Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, everyone. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence as our general manager here, our engineer extraordinaire, Chuck Gennaro, just told you. This is the show where you call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items to your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin, if you're looking to talk about some events happening, and man, we got a lot of events happening not only today, but throughout the week coming up to next weekend. We'll be getting into all of that in just a little bit. Or if you want to talk about something else here on WFHR, we are going to take your call. 424-2600 is that number. I'm your host, Seth, on this lovely Saturday. It is the 9th of September. We're looking at 11:06 on the clock. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday out there so far. And, excuse me. And let's get it going here in just a few minutes. Let's talk about some programming here on WFHR and our sister station, WIRI. Hope you were listening to 105.5 last night. We had a football game that was played from between the Lincoln Red Raiders and the Spash Panthers. Randy was on the call with his friend Jim Brown. I was actually operating the board last night, which was kind of fun, except, well, it was fun until the game started. Did not end well for the Red Raiders. Final score was 41-9, Spash, with a pretty dominating performance on yesterday on Friday. And it was kind of a rugged game to listen to. But let's look forward to the next game and hope that Lincoln can turn things around here and get that first win of the season. Hopefully that'll be broadcast next Friday on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Randy's going to be out of town, but Michael, his partner, will hopefully be able to do the call on that one. We look forward to Mike being able to do that. So stay tuned. We've got lots more football, high school football, coming up on WisCountry 105.5 throughout the fall here. And, man, nothing says fall like high school and college football. And coming up later today, the Badgers are heading to the West Coast, going to take on Washington State. Pregame this afternoon starts at about 4:30. So tune in for that. It's going to be a good game. They lost to Washington State last year, so hopefully they can take them down this year. Can't wait to hear that game. More sports on Monday at 3 o'clock. Playmakers join James and his guests as they talk about sports not only here in central Wisconsin, but all throughout the sporting world. Make sure you have your thoughts and comments ready. Call 424-2600 to get on the show with James and his guests. We do want to have a quick programming note about next Saturday because the Badgers game is going to be starting quite early. In fact, the pregame starts at 9 a.m. That means there is no Over the Back Fence next Saturday, the 16th of September. So if you want to get that your stuff, if you have things for sale, if you're looking to buy something, today is your chance. Otherwise, we've got 2 weeks before the next Over the Back Fence. Next Saturday, the 16th, Wisconsin football starts at 9 a.m. Before we get into some more programming here, I want to do a shout out to the sponsor of this program, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance. Now with 2 locations, one here in Rapids, 3340 8th Street South, and now a place in Stevens Point, 1265 Main Street, Suite 105. The same phone number gets you either one of those, 424-4101. That's 424-4101. Their website is jca-insurance.com. Their business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're looking for health insurance, life insurance, have some Medicare questions, Jeff Clark and Associates can help you out with all of that. An independent insurance agent, no cost consultation. You can go in and find out what exactly your needs are. Big shout out to them for sponsoring the show, Jeff Clark and Associates. Looking ahead to some programming here on WFHR for the weekend. Weekends on WFHR. Let's start calling it that. I really hope you enjoyed the Sunshine Polka Show this morning, hosted by our own Tim Hubbell, the Polka Guy. Of course, Tim continues to put out one of the best polka shows, one of the best radio shows out there. Let's just say that for now. And if you missed it this morning, that's okay. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., you get a chance to check out the rebroadcast of that very same polka show. More music, of course. On Sunday evening from 6 to 8, you have my show, Seth Faces the Music. And this week, we're looking at heroes. Good heroes, things that happen to heroes. When a hero takes the fall, we're going to examine all the different ways you can look at heroes through song. And there are many, many songs about heroes, anti-heroes, and what happens after they become heroes. So join me, won't you? From 6 to 8 on Sunday, Seth Faces the Music, brand new show. We also have a brand new director's cut coming tomorrow from 8 to 9. Local legend. James and I were finally able to get into the studio. Pete Revelle, piano player extraordinaire, member of Four on the Floor, a man full of great music and great stories. I cannot tell you how much fun James and I had interviewing him yesterday. Pete is a great guy and a great musician, and talking to him was wonderful. So tune in tomorrow from 8 to 9, Director's Cut, for our interview with local legend Pete Revelle of Four on the Floor. All right, before we continue with that, let's go ahead and do what we're here for. Let's grab a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Hey, what is that?
Good morning, Gary.
Is that Grand Affair that tomorrow?
The Grand Affair is tomorrow, and thank you for pointing that out. I will be talking about that a little bit later when we're talking about events. Another great event that we have in the fall here downtown in Wisconsin Rapids. So, yes, I will touch on that.
Yeah, I'm down at the market. Send somebody down.
All right. Of course, in the farmer's market going on right now as well. Thanks for the call, Gary.
Yeah, you take care of you and James.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, I will pass that on to my colleague, James. James is going to be busy today a little bit later, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. But yes, the farmer's market is still open. It will continue to be open where it is right now on First Avenue through the middle of October. And then it's going to move to the Moravian Church. And as we get closer, we'll talk more about the details of the winter's farmer's market. This year, no gap. It's going right from outside to inside. And that's very exciting. Can't wait to talk about that as we get going as well. I wanted to let everyone know that we also have, of course, our weekly lineup of shows, 7 to 8 on WYRI. We've got the Sunrise Show, Country, Coffee, and Conversation. If you have not yet done so, check it out. James and the gang talk about, we talk about what the day of calendar. We talk about country music history and what's in country music news and plenty of country music as well. So don't miss it. Then from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, of course, the morning show here on WFHR. All of your local, I was going to say local features, but they're just features of the show that happen to be local. So all of the usual features, let's say that instead. The usual features, Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. We've got Star of the Day on Friday. Thursday, we've got Pet of the Week. On Wednesday, the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. So check it out, everyone. Of course, and the kitchen's open. Oh, and I should tease this because on Monday, we have an interview from Melissa with Tia Hamm over at the Southwood County YMCA. Fascinating interview. We'll be playing that for you on Monday for the Kitchens Open. Can't wait for that as well. Like I stated earlier, we've got the Playmakers on Monday from 3 to 4. James will be talking about sports and taking your phone calls. From Tuesday through Friday, of course, we've got Midday Magazine from 3 to 4. We have lots of great guests lined up, as we do every week. All right. I think I got all that stuff out of the way. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here. When we come back, I'll be getting into our news and notes, calendar of events, nothing in the mailbag, but I will let you know how to add something to the mailbag when we get back, if you so desire. But right now, we're going to take a break here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Lovely outdoor type of day. And we've got lots of activities to get to that you can enjoy today. It's going to be a wonderful day to get outside. I'm so glad. I am so, so glad the weather is cooperating with us this week because, oh my goodness, last year on this day when we had the FRM Fest, the weather was not nice. It was cold. It was rainy. Today, we've got some sun. It's still on the cool side, but that's okay. I think we can handle it. All right, we're going to get into our news and notes here in just a minute. Don't forget, you can still call 424-2600 while I'm going through this information. Please call in. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get back to you. I will answer your call as soon as I can, or I'll get back to you. I don't know, one of those two. Oh, my mind is so not inside today. As Gary mentioned, who called up just a little bit ago, the Farmers Market, of course, is going on right now every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. through October at their outside location, First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggins Street. Of course, they're going to be moving indoors in October, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Join them for fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids as well. Always a fun time. The place was hopping when I left this morning. Lots and lots of people going till 2 o'clock today. If you haven't had a chance to yet, or it's been a while, go ahead and check it out. You heard this week, Terry, when she was on the air with James, talking about not only the United Way campaign season is now in full swing. They're looking for their donations to fund all of the great programs that they do. We do want you to save the date, of course, because we've got Day of Caring coming up. It's scheduled for October 21st this year. Volunteers and team leaders can register online at uwswac.org, of course. If you register early, you get that free t-shirt that everyone loves. And they are currently accepting registration for the local elderly or disabled individuals who wish to have their yards raked by volunteers during the Day of Caring. To register to have your yard raked, call 715-421-0390 and speak to a 211 resource specialist between the hours of 8 and 5 Monday through Friday. This program is designed for low or fixed income elderly and or disabled residents who have no other means for completing the raking services. The deadline for residents to register is October 6th. We're going to get this out as early as we can. Just to remind people, if you want your lawn taken care of, please register by October 6th, and that's easy enough to do. Call 421-0390 in order to get your name on the list. During the Day of Caring last year, 400 volunteers raked 70 yards, helping residents prepare their yards for the upcoming winter season. It's such a great thing. My family and I were not able to do it last year, and we missed it. We've done it a couple years before that. It's been a great experience. So hopefully we can do that again. Hopefully you can help out as well. It's a great feeling in order to get these yards raked for people who absolutely need the help for that. So don't forget to register for Day of Caring. That is coming up very, very soon. All right, time to get to stuff that's going on today. And man, do we have a lot. So let's get into it here as quickly as we can. Clean Sweep is going on today, Wood County Agricultural and Household Clean Sweep. That is started early this morning at about 8, and it's going till noon. You still have a little bit of time to join in on the Clean Sweep. It is taking place at Saratoga Town Hall, 1120 State Highway 73. This is serving all Wood County residents, so this is where they're picking it up. Just so you know, when you get there, all residents must stay in vehicles at all times. Keep that in mind. Residents should load all materials in their trunk, pickup bed or trailer. Don't do it in your car. Materials will not be unloaded from the vehicle backseat area. Keep all of this in mind if you still want to go down there before noon to get rid of anything that they take for the clean sweep and information. And I do want to know, and we do want to let you know, that they do accept stuff as automotive things like brake fluid, degreasers, ether, old fuel, transmission fluid, fungicides, herbicides, insecticides, rodenticides, household cleaners. Anything that might be considered a poison when ingested is something you can get rid of. They do not accept antifreeze, appliances, automotive batteries, electronics. That stuff they don't do. This is for mostly liquid items that may cause a risk. So if you have some to get rid of, now is the time to do it. Clean sweep going till noon today at Saratoga Town Hall. Once again, 1120 State Highway 73 for all Wood County residents. And let's see here. A couple other things we do want to point out. Our good friends over at the Historic Point Boss, of course, are having their harvest fair today. That started at about 10. It's going to 4 o'clock today. Families and individuals enjoy contests and tasty samples of the season. Traditional harvest activities, apple cider pressings, corn shelling, making sauerkraut. Enjoy that. And harvest produce sales, the buildings of the ground also will be open for those hours, and you can take a look at those and do some living history as well. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for students, preschoolers, and members of the Historic Point Boss, of course, are free. That is at 300 Wakely Road in Nacoosa. Historic Point Boss open today from 10 to 4 for their harvest fair. Go check it out down there in the Nacoosa area. We have a fall festival going on today in Vesper. Trinity and St. John's Lutheran Churches invite you to their fall festival from 11. It just started a little bit ago, going until about 3 o'clock. They've got a pumpkin drawing, face painting, balloon creations from till about noon. They've got hay rides, dunk tank, bounce house, yard games, concessions for purchase, bake sale, music, crafts. So much going on. It's at Trinity Lutheran Church, 6412 Michigan Street in Vesper. Admission is free. And, of course, there's a small fee if you want some food. It's a bake sale. Of course, this is their fundraiser. That's the part of the fundraiser for them. So head on down to Vesper today if you're looking for, again, lovely fall weather today. It really feels like a fall day today, the cool air, the nice sunny blue skies. So go check it out. A great day to do it. Down in Vesper, their fall festival going till 3 o'clock today at Trinity Lutheran Church, 6412 Michigan Street. Here's the big one, everyone. This one's starting at 1 o'clock today, the 7th annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival. We look forward to this every single year. My colleague, my good friend, James J. Mailoff, will be there for at least part of the show. He'll be emceeing the event, introducing the acts, and what a group of acts there are. I'll get into that in just a minute. Visit Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids. It's a full day of great music, including funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, and rock. Free admission. Let me repeat that. Free admission for all this great music, of course, but they also have lots of food vendors there. They've got adult beverages. The FRM Kids Zone is there. Lots of fun stuff going on. It's at Robinson Park, one of the best parks in the area. All right, let's get to the important thing. Who's playing today? Starting right at 1 o'clock, we've got the Charlie and Howard Duo, an acoustic variety. At 2 o'clock, we have our very good friends, Heartstrings, Ben and Katie. Love those guys. They're going to be playing in their band Heartstrings Jazz, but they do more than that. They do pop cover. They do all kinds of music. So it's jazz, sort of. But you know Ben and Katie, how talented they are. At 3 o'clock, we've got the Goobers. The surf music of the Goobers. Can't get a much better name than that. At 4 p.m., we've got the Alternators with Horns. And they're going to be playing some good blues for you. Some good blues. Man, I have not heard live blues in such a long time. That is very tempting for me today. At 5 o'clock, we've got the Funk Yard Dealers. Lots of funk tonight, too. The Funk Yard Dealers. And then at 7, the Headliners, the Positions, High Energy Funk. Lots of funk going on. Get out your dancing shoes, ladies and gentlemen. And if you were able to check out the interview... If you were able to check out the interview that James did with Connie Tomsky-Fayville, of course, the director of Friends of Rapids Music, on Friday, she brought in one of the entertainers as well. how important this is to Friends of Rapids Music. This helps them out and everything they do through the year. So not only are you supporting that great organization, you are also listening to some great music and see what there is to offer here in Wisconsin Rapids. By the way, if you wanted to hear that interview on Midday Magazine, go ahead to civicmedia.us/shows. Check out Midday Magazine and listen to Connie's interview with James. And they talk about all of that stuff. It's very cool. Don't miss it. Robinson Park is at 1150 17th Street North in Rapids, starting at 1 o'clock today. The Friends of Rapids Music FRM Fest happening today. Great, great day. Wonderful weather. Can't wait. Let's turn to what's happening tomorrow. And our listener, Gary, of course, called in and mentioned it. So I'm getting to it right now, Gary. The 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair will be happening on West Grand Avenue from 10 to 3 tomorrow. Celebrate the start of fall with the 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair. Do a little shopping while enjoying food, music, and a car show hosted by our very good friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. So go check that out, and hopefully the weather will hold out. Looks like we might have a little rain tomorrow, but that won't stop us, right? That's not going to stop us from going out to that because it's a very, very cool event. So check it out tomorrow from 10 to 3 on West Grand Avenue, downtown Wisconsin Rapids, the Downtown Grand Affair, the 23rd annual. All right, let's pause for a minute to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Hey. I have a mattress to give away, a queen-size mattress that's in just absolutely beautiful shape, very clean, came from a non-smoker, no pets house, queen-size bed. Come and get it.
All right.
Downtown Rudolph. That way you get to go to the cheese factory and go up to the grotto, and then you can pick up a mattress, and you can make a whole afternoon of it.
All right.
So, all right, they can come to 6989 Hillcrest Avenue, downtown Rudolph.
Okay. 6989 Hillcrest.
Yeah.
All right.
Come and get it. It's just too nice to throw away.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much for the call.
You bet.
All right. Bye. Have a great weekend. Appreciate that. Mattress to give away up in our good friends in Rudolph there. 6989 Hillcrest in downtown Rudolph. I love the way he sizzled that. Come down to the cheese factory. Get some cheese. Find out what's going on in Rudolph. We love Rudolph. And that was great. Excellent. He should be on the Visitors Bureau of Rudolph. That was very, very good. Oh, goodness. We got more stuff coming up here on Over the Back Fence. I think we'll take a break right now, though, because so much going on this weekend. I want you to, when I'm on break here, I want you guys to figure out how you're going to get to all this stuff, okay? And if anyone can do it, or if anyone's planning to get to all these things today, call up 424-2600. That would be very cool to hear that. But we're taking a break right now. We'll be back with more of events coming up for the week to come. And, of course, more of your phone calls here on Over the Back Fence on Locally Grown Radio. City running through my veins like tiny bubbles in a champagne glass. Make a body levitate way, way, way up high. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Thanks for joining me today. 424-2600 is the number to get on these airwaves. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, want to talk about events that are coming up here in central Wisconsin. We do have a lot of them coming up, so we're excited to talk about what's coming up over this and next weekend. A reminder, we will not be on the air. Over the Back Fence will not next Saturday because of the early start of the Badgers game. The pregame is starting at 9 a.m., so please keep that in mind, everyone. Excuse me. So today, if you have anything you want to get on these airwaves, now is the time to do it because we won't be back for another couple of weeks. Turning now to some events coming up here during the week. We want to remind everyone that the planning ahead for the end of this life, classes that are going to be taking place all throughout September and October. We want to make sure that people get to know this is a very crucial topic, not just for people that are retired, For anyone at any age, what's going to happen when you pass away, and what's going to happen to your stuff, and what's going to happen with your family? These are all very, very important topics. And planning ahead is an in-person 7-session course, 1 hour each, that guides participants through the topics, including getting started, handling financial changes, advanced medical and legal directives, estate planning, choices in end-of-life care, final wishes, and understanding grief. This course also features a free textbook, or for workbook, I should say, to help people with tasks and decisions associated with end of life. This is for people who are interested in planning for the end of their life to make things easier for family members, which should be every single one of us. Let's just keep that in mind. Having, or you've lost a loved one in the process of losing a loved one, or dealing with the transition. Very important for all people in this group. And this is just about everyone you can think of. It's going to be taking place on Mondays, September 18th through October 30th. So there's going to be one every week through the remaining 2 weeks of September, and all 4 Mondays in October. The time is 6 to 7:30. Actually, it's longer than an hour, I guess. So anyway, it starts at 6 at the McMillan Memorial Library at the Multipurpose Room at 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a free class, but registration is required. And you can call 715-421-8437, 421-8437, or go to bit.ly/planningahead0923. This is offered by Extension Wood County. And I can't stress enough how important this is, and how helpful it can be moving ahead with end of life issues. Going ahead to Tuesday now, come out and support the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 by eating at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. 10% of all proceeds from both the drive-thru and the dining-in will go to support the programs and operations of the VFW Post in town here. VFW members will be door greeters from 4 to 8 each of the on those nights. We've also got some coming up as well on October 10th, so this will not be the only opportunity to do that. Please stop in, say hello, and support your local veterans of foreign wars. This is going on from 4 to 8 this coming Tuesday, the 12th. Stop by, get your food, and support the VFW. Can't stress enough how important that is. Of course, we're very fortunate around here to have very strong veterans organizations that are very proactive, and we love to support them here on our radio stations. We've got a class coming up here, also at the McMillan Library, offered by UW Extension. Sewing Success. Now, this one is a 12-week course. It's meeting most Tuesdays from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the library, like I mentioned, starting September 12th. That's this coming Tuesday through November 28th. There's a cost of $125 on this. Approved learning opportunity to become a master gardener. If this is something you're interested in or always wanted to do or something like that, it's a great opportunity for that. It includes self-paced online. This is approved learning opportunity to become an MG. Register online. You can also call 715-421-8440, 421-8440 to register for this very, very cool program. And I'm not a gardener myself, but I know many people who are, and I think they would love to be able to take that class and get their chops, as it were. It is the second Wednesday of the month coming up this coming Wednesday. That means the American Heroes Cafe in central Wisconsin will be open from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street in Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. And say thank you to the Elks Lodge for hosting this right now. I know they're going to be changing venues soon. We will let you know all about that when that comes up. But for now, on Tuesday, 7:30 to 9:30, American Heroes Cafe in central Wisconsin at the Elks Lodge. And then later, why don't you go back to the Elks Lodge? Because it's Wednesday, and that means bingo. Time for some bingo. Yes. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. 430 West Jackson Street is where that is located. Thank the Elks for all the great things that they do for this community, for veterans, for students, just for the community in general. It's very, very cool. Looking ahead to Thursday, Don't forget that the Neighborhood Table has their weekly meal from 4:30 to 6 at 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's the Focus Building. Go have some fellowship time with local community members and enjoy a free meal at the same time. All of Us Wisconsin is having an event coming up in Marshfield this coming Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For those of you who don't know, All of Us Wisconsin is a voluntary health reporting program that helps with medical research to advance medical research. So it's a fascinating opportunity to join voluntarily. Like I said, give them your medical history and find out. And it's basically to help. To help with medical research, the new breakthroughs coming up. So if that sounds like something you are interested in doing, online registration is required in advance. Go to marshfield.joinallofus.org and you can make your appointments there. Volunteers can also call the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute at 888-633-9987 for more information. 888-633-9987 for more information. Online testing will take place, again, like I said, Thursday, September 14th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Marshfield's main clinic, 1000 North Oak Avenue, inside LK1 on the lower level. Many participants eligible will receive a $25 gift card, a free DNA report, and tailored actionable health-related reports. So this is not just to help others. It's to help you as well. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is partnering with the National Institutes of Health for all of this for this program to help gather medical data from more than 1 million people across the United States. And if you want to be one of those 1 million people, then join today. Sign up for that today. It sounds very, very fascinating. All right, let's look ahead. Let's see. Is there anything else that this week that we want to talk about? Let's go ahead and find out here as I look at the thing here. We got a chili feed coming up from the Consolidated Muskie Club. Have some great chili with some even greater people at the annual chili feed. Visit Nebco Lake Shelter House on Thursday, September 14th, and enjoy all you can eat and drink chili. Oh, chili and beverages. Drink chili. Oh, boy. Woo. You know, I like chili, but I don't think I'm that hardcore. It's only $10 per person for all you can eat. It's going at the Nebco Lake Shelter, 1410 Griffith Avenue in Rapids from 5 to 8 next Thursday, this coming Thursday, September 14th. This event, of course, is open to the public, and they're going to have, it says here, many awesome raffle prizes as well. So, chili. I love chili. Hope you do too. Go and support it because it's going to be fabulous, open to the public, like they said. All right, looking ahead to next Saturday, the 16th, we got some pretty cool things going on for that as well. Also want to remind you that the next Ruby's Pantry will be on the 16th from 8 to 9:30. Drive through only, donation amount per bundle is $25. You're getting 70 pounds of food. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Go to rubyspantry.org to register for a scheduled pickup. So, if you don't prepay, you can always get some cash and go into the cash line, and they will take care of you at Pitch Elementary School, 501 17th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Also happening next Saturday, the Historic Point Boss has more going on. Two weekends in a row. How cool is that? Workshop coming up will concentrate on cooking methods and foods used by our ancestors. It includes basic fire building and primitive methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking on a 1850s kitchen range. How cool is that? How cool does that sound? Lots to eat and lots to learn. Pre-registration is required on this, and there is a $15 fee, of course, for all the wonderful food you'll be eating. Register by calling 715-459-1722, 459-1722, or email historicpointboss, that's historicpointbasse@gmail.com. That's going from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., September 16th at Historic Point Boss, 300 Wakely Road in Nakusa. Great. Another great way to support the Historic Point Boss and all the great things like this that they do. Also next Saturday, we got a couple of, I can't believe we're starting with hockey already. We've got a couple of things happening at the Recreation Center, the Southwood County Rec Center, and the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association. Try hockey for free. Join the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings on September 16th for this event. Boys and girls ages 4 to 10 years old are welcome to gear up and give hockey a try for free. No commitments, no obligations, no price tag. It's just free hockey. Pre-registration is required so they know how many people will be showing up. They've got a website to sign up for that. Just go to, let's make sure I get this right. More information is found on the Southwood County Rec Center Facebook page or the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association Facebook page. They also have links there to register for this event. It's going from 4 to 5 on Saturday the 16th, of course, at the Southwood County Rec Center, 2711 16th Street South. There's also going to be food there as well. And while you're there, you might as well stick around at 6 o'clock for the annual Blue Team versus White Team River Kings hockey game. It's going to start off the season. It's very cool. We actually had Coach Peckman in here a couple weeks ago talking about this event and how cool it is and how important it is. And that is coming up on Saturday the 16th. Starts at 6, goes till about 9. It is the team scrimmage that kicks off the season for them. You need to get some tickets for that, of course. Go to the River Kings newly refurbished website, I might add. It looks very nice. You can get your tickets there as well. And you can also learn more by going to the River Kings homepage on their website. That's happening right after the Learn Hockey for Free event. So it's a great evening of hockey. If you're a hockey fan or you're interested in what's going on with the River Kings, go check it out next Saturday. Whew. Man, that was a lot of stuff. My goodness, I need to take a break. I don't know about you. I'm sure you need to take a break from my voice. There's no question about that. We'll be back here shortly with a few more events coming up in September. And hopefully more phone calls. What's happening out there, folks? I'm getting kind of lonely here. 424-2600 on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. I'm your host Seth here on this lovely Saturday morning, almost afternoon. And thanks for joining me, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Start of a great weekend. That's what I'm hoping for each and every one of you out there, whether you're listening or not. See, that's how nice I'm trying to be today. Got a few more things I want to talk about here, and then I'll do a little preview of Seth Faces the Music for tomorrow. I got a song lined up here that will actually be in the show, and I'll give you kind of an idea of what's happening. But I do want to get to a few things that will be happening a couple weeks from now, including the next Off the Clock event sponsored by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be at the Rafters. That's right, at Winterfield, from 4 to 7 on Monday, September 18th. Monday, September 18th. Am I correct on that? Yes, I am. It starts at 4, goes to 7. There'll be Kill the Keg. There'll be free beer. Free beer, everyone. Free food. Raffle prizes, 50-50 raffle music. Check out the Craft River, Locker Room, Rat Trap, Press Box. See all the stuff that's open there. You get to check out. It's open to the public and free to attend to anyone. You must, be 18, though, because of the alcohol that will be served. 521 Lincoln Street, that is the Rafters home field of Winterfield, and celebrate the year they had and celebrate the year coming up. If you have any questions, call the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber, 422-4856. That's 422-4856. We do have some more community blood drives coming up. Don't want to forget about those. The Civic Pints event, blood donation challenge that was going on, was a huge success. Thanks to everyone who participated. But you know it doesn't stop there. We have one coming up Tuesday, September 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former East Junior High School, room 111. Of course, that's 311 Lincoln Street. Enter off Lincoln Street, please. Appointments are encouraged. Call 866-566-5900 to schedule. with the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, which, by the way, is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. It stays pretty much in the area here. Walk-ins are also welcome, of course, if you're not able to make an appointment. And if you miss Tuesday the 19th, it'll happen again Monday the 25th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School room 111 at 311 Lincoln Street. Well, today we have an event going on for the Southwood County Humane Society, but we have another one coming up on September 23rd. We've got the 5K9 Walk Run, and this, again, is to support the Humane Society in Southwood County. 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. start. It's happening in rain or shine. It's going to start at the Red Sands Shelter House at the Southwood County Park there. There's going to be raffles, a bake sale, pledge prizes, merch for sale as well. Pre-registration, I'm not talking about that, but if you haven't registered already, that's fine. You can register on the day of as well. That's another great fundraiser for the Southwood County Humane Society. That's happening coming up Saturday, September 23rd. And of course, we'll be talking about that more as it gets closer. Another event here that's going to kind of, I'm going to do this first. I still have a couple of minutes left here. The community book sale, of course, will be happening October 12th and 13th, and the bag sale will happen on the 14th. That's a big weekend, but they will be accepting books. They've extended that through September 30th. So if you have any books you'd like to give away for the book sale, you still have a chance to drop them off at the Moravian Church in Rapids, 310 First Avenue South. You can also call them at 423-0180. There's also going to be free baked goods, kids' activities, and coffee while you browse. Everyone knows it's a fabulous event, but if you still have books you want to get into the sale, you have a chance until September 30th. They will still be collecting materials through that day. Finally, also on the 30th of September, Science by the River. Science by the River is going to be happening, and the reason we're going to talk about this now is they're looking for some Discovery Station hosts all along the river. So, it's a free one-day of outdoor event, of course, give attendees of all ages an opportunity to connect to the Wisconsin River and science and technology. Discovery stations are the focus of the event. Stations are set up along the two-mile paved riverfront trail route from Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market to Ben Hansen Park. So all along that 2 miles, there's going to be all kinds of great science stations. They are looking for people to help. It will feature interactive discovery trail with education booths and hand-on demonstrations from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. New this year, from 9:30 to noon, a river cleanup volunteer project is also offered. Lots of great stuff happening. Kayla Rombalski is the organizer of this. We love Kayla and all that she does. If you have any questions, call 715-344-8526, 344-8526, or you can email Kayla K. Rombalski, that's K-R-O-M-B-A-L-S-K-I at WISC.edu. She works for Extension Wood County, and that is why it sounds like that. So if you're interested in helping out, or you want more information about the event, if you're planning on attending, that's what it's for. My goodness, so much going on today. And I thank everyone who called in, and I thank everyone who listened today, because we're going to wrap up the show here with a little preview of Seth Faces the Music. That's from 6 to 8 tomorrow on Sunday. And don't forget, the Charlie Barron show is coming up next, the Cripes Cast, from noon to 1. From 1 to 2, we've got Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. And then later at 4:30, pregame show, the Badgers will be taking the field over in Washington, playing on Washington State for a big out-of-conference matchup coming up, and the Badgers continue to roll along with their new coach. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I've been Seth, and we'll see you next time. I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time.
My children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, helping well the
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.